Nolte, Jennifer Rubin exits WAPO to spend more time with her cats. By John Nolte on January 13, 2025. Jennifer Rubin, whose Indian name is Harpy Who Hurls Hysteria, is exiting the far-left Washington Post in a huff to become editor-in-chief of a startup called The Contrarian. The Contrarian already has a slogan, not owned by anybody, and she will be partnering with former Obama White House ethics czar and Kalal contributor Noor Mizan. Rubin, who was initially hired by The Post 14 years ago as the rare Republican columnist, proved to be exactly the kind of Republican columnist you'd expect a propaganda outlet like The Washington Post to hire. On top of being a proud fascist, Rubin was primarily known for her frequent neurotic breakdowns and opposition to democracy. Our goal is to combat, with every fiber of our being, the authoritarian threat that we face, Rubin told the far-left misinformation outlet CNN about her leaving. One can only wonder if she means authoritarian threats like not allowing American voters to choose their own leaders. I fear that things are going from bad to worse at the Post, she explained, specifically citing the Post's decision not to endorse Kamala Harris for president and refusing to publish an editorial cartoon mocking Post owner Jeff Bezos. The good news is that the Contrarian subscription fee will be $7 per month, which means we will all save $7 per month by not reading Jennifer Rubin. Of course, you will also miss the cutting-edge humor of Andy Borowitz, who has already been added to the Contrarian staff even though he has not made anyone laugh since Oprah Winfrey fell on him and broke a cheesecake in 2007. What's even more exciting about this is that Rubin will now be further stuffed down an echo chamber and taking her tiny following with her, which the already teetering Washington Post cannot afford to lose. Rubin is the perfect example of a suicide hire, the kind of manic and entitled ideologue who will eventually turn on you. Look at the crybaby reasons she's quitting. By her own admission, she left because the Post decided to remain neutral in the 2024 presidential election. Even though incoming President Donald Trump was smeared daily in the Post's so-called news sections, one act of neutrality on the editorial page and Rubin goes manic. She also admits to quitting because the Post wouldn't publish an editorial slamming the Post's owner. Talk about entitled. You don't attack the boss in the boss's house. That's not censorship. That's being a professional. Oh, but now that Jennifer Rubin will be in charge of The Contrarian, I do look forward to her agreeing to publish articles and cartoons critical of Jennifer Rubin. After all, not owned by anybody, a merite. Let's add The Contrarian to the list of DOA outlets staffed by fake conservatives whose preening narcissism has put them on the wrong side of history, decency, free speech, individual liberty, and democracy. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.